Hey, so welcome everybody. This is Christine. I'm going to make sure my phone's up at a good volume for you all. Thanks for joining me and the team and each other to come together in this window of time and space where we're going to just talk a little bit about why life has been rather challenging for most everybody on the planet. I mean, there's a few people I know who maybe are just kind of sailing along, but maybe because I'm a healer, I tend to see a lot of people who are having troubles. But I want to address that for a little bit, then I'll probably open it up for a few questions or comments, and then we'll go into some very concentrated energetic work where we'll be disseminating energy for everybody present, and then we'll have a comment period again. And so we're planning on between 7 and 8 o'clock here in beautiful California, and we're in presentation mode right now, which means you cannot unmute yourself, but there will be a time for that. So make yourself comfortable. And if you want to take notes, that's fine. There hopefully will be a replay, and you'll be able to get that as well. So the topic tonight, in the newsletter that I sent out, I said, want to shift into more ease and spiritual alignment. And it's also, why the heck has it been so hard to stay in spiritual alignment during these challenging times? So from my viewpoint, I don't know if everybody knows me or not or has worked with me before who's on the call, but I'm a metaphysician and a mystic, and I see vast areas of cosmic energies and people and plants and animals actually as well. Each of your individual structures of mind that make who you are very special and very unique and very beautiful. And now has been such an amazing time on planet Earth and in this cosmic realm where the changes are so huge that these structures of being, it's sort of like the bones of our body, yeah? They have to change because the structures of the body of this particular universe, galaxy, however far out there or close to you, you want to focus, it's all the same. The macrocosm is the microcosm. So that means that our cells and the components of our cells, to our communities, to our nations, to planet Earth, to all the levels of planet Earth, all the levels within you, meaning your physical body, your energetic forms of mind, of emotions, of spiritual awareness, of karmic makeup, and of your literal soul makeup. All of this is changing, and it spreads out to all the planets that are always affecting us. We're always being affected by what seems to be outside of us, outside of our personal energy field. So our Earth has its own personal energy field, as does our solar system. This is all changing, including the biological layers. So that means that this planet has a biosphere. It's got its own internal tube torus and makeup of its own. And all of that is being pressurized right now to change. So this has been happening at a really rapid rate, I believe since around 1987, I think that was when the harmonic convergence was, not sure. But around that time, there became this window of opportunity for our race as humans and as our soul beings that incarnated as human can learn more and feel and know from the inside out what it's like to morph into a new species, what it's like to have all the trials and tribulations and emotional content and self-awareness and self-awakening that have been almost thrust upon us if we're looking from our human mind. Perhaps some of you have felt that way, that life is changing too fast and or too slow at the same time. Because we can feel this huge wash of energy moving through us and moving the world. Technology's just off the charts. And it just, you just have to keep getting new computers, new this, new that, just to keep up. And for someone like me, it's been a little challenging because I'm a pretty simple person. I know my electromagnetic sensitivities pretty well. And so I can see and feel the lines of magnetic and electrical force around me. And when I work with people as a healer and awakener, I see how their systems, how perhaps your system, has been under tremendous stress from all the added electromagnetic smog here. So just a little aside here, it's a great thing if you can minimize all of that input. It's a tremendous amount of input that's hitting your field. So right now, as much as you can, please drop in your center core of your body. That magical, wondrous, stabilizing core where the channels are clear and pristine, where you are fully and completely safe, centered, and balanced. Coming home to yourself. And then feeling, bringing all of yourself in from all your tasks, all your thoughts, all of what's going to happen here, what was happening, any thoughts, and become fully and completely present, dropping your energy through your body, bringing your magnetic field close to your body, bringing all of your subtle energy structures closer to your body. So that you can feel your own bubble, your own energy system that's just for you. It's your own circulatory system. And just notice, how is this little exercise feeling for you? Are you relaxing? Are you getting impatient? Are you feeling contracted? Are you feeling more expanded? But to just notice and to hold an intention that you become really present here for this short amount of time with everybody so that you can really feel yourself and have the intention of whatever it is you want from this call, whether it's some calibration that wants to happen with your energy field that you just know needs to happen now or you want to happen. Or are you here just to slow down, be present, or to receive some information? Yes, why has it been so hard? Or why has it just been very fast paced? Or why, perhaps, has it just been so beautiful and open and clear for you? What has shifted for you recently? So let's just intend, perhaps, to be part of this group and yet singular as well. Feeling your own field. This is your universe. And we are, as you most likely know, moving from a more third-dimensional mental, emotional being and perspective into an ultra-dimensional being. It's what I like to call ultra-dimensional. It's not just, oh, we're moving to the fifth dimension. No, we're ultra-dimensional. It means all of them exist simultaneously in this kind of awakening that we're preparing for you today. So that every aspect of your being starts coalescing into one organism, one wholeness that knows itself explicitly, even if it doesn't know, you know, which dimension and which planet you came from or what's your next step in your life or any of that. But that you're so dropped in right now. I'm going to do just a couple sounds just to fill the field a little bit, and then I'll talk a little bit more about what's been happening. So the sound simply gives congratulations of your knowing what you already know so that you recognize it. I love how that was said. That is so beautiful. So it resonates those places within you that already know the next place that you want to unlock and receive. So thank you for that. So as we were saying, this time is so pregnant. It's so filled with not only changing in the new and into the new and as the new paradigm of this ultra-dimensional understanding and wholeness and integration within the self, where we become fully and completely natural, simple, honest beings. That at the same time this is happening, there's a lot of destruction happening within us and around us. So certain things in the world have been getting a bit crazy, such as just simple things like trying to find a rental or a house to buy in Marin County or San Francisco or the East Bay. People are in bidding wars now. It's kind of over the top. And a lot of you perhaps have been extraordinarily busy, just keeping up with health things or your Facebook parties or your work or making a living, earning income to support yourself. And it's escalating. And the energy within us is also escalating. And whether we're aware of it or not, we're feeling it. Our bodies are feeling it. Our emotions are reacting. And especially the emotions are reacting out of the bringing up of the old emotional body imprints. So this is an amazingly important time to remember that even if you are feeling more emotional discord or you feel like you've gone backwards, most likely it's because you're getting more and more to the core of the disharmony that is literally vibrating as these structures of you, of your form here on planet Earth, that were developed in the third dimensional and mostly fourth dimensional planes to come to Earth at the times that we did. We had to have these kinds of structures, at least to some degree, to be able to navigate. Now, why? This is an important point I really want to share with you all tonight. And that's because when we came in and took on human and what the human race has been up against, really, on some ways, although it's been a merry carnival ride in other ways, perhaps, is that it's all about perspective and the reference points of our identities. So what does that mean? It means that we came in as expanded light beings trying to make sense of a dense realm where we didn't know who we were in community because we were the all, we were the isness. We also came in with all these karmic and ancestral lines of force and belief systems and template structures that were very limiting. And I'm sure you've been working with these assiduously over these years to clear out all that you can of depression or ungroundedness or ill health or troubles in relationship or sadness, deep, deep grief. I can feel really a tremendous amount of grief with some of you on this call because it doesn't feel like home here necessarily, does it? But we can make it more our home by expanding with these higher frequencies yet. So these reference points and identity, we had to become somebody to be here. We had to have a name. This is a culture and a planet where the first thing people do is say, "Hi, I'm Christine. What's your name? What do you do?" And in some cultures, "And who is your father? And how long have you lived here? And what is your caste system delineation, etc.? What tribe are you from?" There's always this collective resonating perspective of, "Oh, okay, I belong over here. Oh, I belong over here." But the problem is we are so much huger than that. We are so much huger than that. You are so much huger than that. And you know it. And some part of you is just kind of shaking their heads going, "WTF? What? How did I get here? What is the situation?" And perhaps some of you feel good in life so far or at this point. And that's all great. all of it is where we are. It's simply part of the flow of our journey. Then there's also the reference point of our personal identity, such as, okay, I'm Christine, I'm a healer, I do medical intuitive work, I'm a woman of such and such age, and I dress like this, and I like that, and my friends are like this, etc. And my values are such and such. So there's nothing wrong with that. That's beautiful egoic structuring. But if we stop there and we get rigid with who we think we are, with this energy shift that is happening, life is going to feel way more challenging than perhaps it needs to be any longer. Beautiful. So that's my short little riff. I could go on and on, but I'm not going to. And and what I want to do here is I'm just going to change the modes of the phone. Okay, so we're right now, I've put us in a question and answer mode, which means if you have any comment or question up till this point, all you have to do is press on your phone a *6 and we'll be able to hear you. So if anybody wants to do that, feel free. *6. And I'm sure you know the energy is just continuing to run now. And it sounds like nobody's in the mood right now, and that is totally fine.
Hi, Christine. This is Lee. Can you hear me?
Who is this?
Christine, this is Lee. Can you hear me?
Lee, yes. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Yes. Hi.
Thank you for your presentation.
Oh, you're so welcome. My pleasure.
I guess I'm one of those people that are, thanks a lot due to your work with me, I'm in a place of where I've shifted to a wonderful place of expansion and a lot of wonderful synchronicity coming my way. I just find my biggest challenge is keeping up physically. I get tired very easily, and I think it's due to exactly what you were just talking about, you know.
Yeah. Do you feel like the tiredness has been increasing lately?
Yeah.
See, you're shifting, and shifting takes energy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it will also give a tremendous amount of energy. But
yeah.
It does take a certain amount of energy, but as we open more to our real self. I don't like that I said that. Cancel that. to a more inclusive self that we are, because we're real on every level and every aspect of our being, as real as any of it and as unreal as any of it, right? But
mm-hmm.
when we get more access to a core level of self, let's put it that way, the tendency is to have a tremendous amount of energy. But as the shifting is happening, it takes a bit of time or it just takes energy. It's like you might need to just sleep more.
Yeah, okay.
For some people. So for you, we would say that's definitely what we see with you is you're the places where you used to stand are being undermined from under you. It's like we've all been on quicksand this whole time, but we didn't know it. And so now the muck is getting washed away, and we're going, whoa, I'm starting to swim or fly or however you experience it.
And also get even more grounded than ever before.
Yes, yes, I've definitely experienced that.
Yeah, so it's all of it together. All of it together. That was a great comment and question, Lee. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's beautiful. You're welcome. Yeah, thanks for that. And anybody who on this call unmutes yourself, then just to mute yourself, you just press star 6 again. Yeah, it's really quite a full time. So many aspects of us are coming to the forefront. So before I used to see a certain number of aspects, and now it just keeps every day getting vaster and vaster because the planes of existence are more and more available for us to work with to unify even more and more of you. Yeah. Anybody else who has a comment or question right now?
Hi, Christine. This is Ava.
Hi, Ava.
Hey.
Hey.
Love what you're sharing and the energies. It's really beautiful. Just a quick sharing in terms of, my experience recently has been that I've been pretty much knocked out a lot. And I know for me personally, and I'm using those words, on purpose, it's because there's tremendous upgrading going on for me. And, the body, the physiology, and all the energy fields are... Yeah, I'm being really amped up, and whatever is still there that isn't quite in alignment is being dissolved and released, and so I just know there's tremendous work going on, and I can feel it in my brain in particular all the time now. It's really intense and it's really beautiful, and not much happens on a 3D level.
Beautiful. Well, I love hearing that about the brain, for one thing. Well, for one thing, Ava, you definitely, you're becoming a whole new species kind of person.
Exactly.
And you know that. And so the brain activations, and I'll talk about that a little bit later if I remember at the end of the call, but because I'm going to be offering a particular brain activation for group. But the brain itself, has been so dormant and on so many levels. I mean, it's still a total mystery in some of the places to science. And there's also the corpus callosum, which connects the sides of the brain, the intuitive and the didactic memories, etc. And that's the initiation I will be offering later on. And so, yes, the brain, it's also the nervous system, right? So our nervous system is also being affected. So in Ava's case, she's really revamping her whole circuitry, and she's opening, actually, I don't think she would mind me saying this, she's opening up to the solar logos. So that's a very high level, and it's pretty amazing. And so... these things don't happen usually to us, just so you all know, unless we've really asked for it now and that our life can support it somehow, even if it's kind of dicey. Like I've been homeless before during some of my shifts, or, kind of ordered to fly to Egypt for initiations, like, okay, with a broken leg. It's like, okay, I'll do that. And so there's times for retreats for some people. For other people, it's really amazingly gradual and soft and gentle and beautiful and easy. For most people I know and work with and have worked with, there's periods. So it's like, oh, gosh, for a couple months it might be, whoa, and then you get a break for a while. it's partly up to what you tell the universe you want. And just say, hey, guys, this is too much, you know, or I want more, I want more. But then don't be surprised if you need to sleep a couple days, right? And the other thing is that another kind of people that I know are on the call that I work with are people who have been really ill for years that allopathic and other energy work and acupuncture, et cetera, hasn't been able to help. And it's because it hasn't been, the cause of that has not been addressed on the higher cosmic levels. Once you can go in on the more inclusive levels and go in with source energy at such a refined level where the laws of the previously known universe no longer need apply, then you got the freeway. You know, like one person said, it's like that this work is compared with like an old car or a Ferrari, or I can't remember exactly what she said, but it's that much faster because we're going in on this all-inclusive level, and it can be a lot smoother. And yes, for some spiritual warrior people like Ava and like myself, at times I will admit, it's like I'm in my own world for a while, and I make that my priority, and I ask the universe to support me in that, and it has. Thank you, Ava. That was great.
Thank you. That's really beautiful. And you can choose whether to take this one or not. I'm just really curious about your perspective on karma, because you have, you know, also such a unique outlook, and yeah, whether that still exists or what it's really about. And as I said, if it doesn't fit into this, it's just part of the everything changing and nothing needs to be anymore what it used to be or take as long. So up to you. I'm just curious.
Perfect. That is an excellent question. And I'm just looking at the time, so I'm going to answer it briefly. But everybody on the call know that these questions and what I'm talking with, make yourself available to receiving the information very deeply, because it will work you even as we're speaking, okay? So these are just great things that just got brought up. Karma. So is it real? Or was it ever real? Are we even real? You know, but the thing is, karma, everything is mind, okay? We are mind. There's an intelligence that created us, that continues to create and sustain us, and where ultimately we will fade away in a form sense, right? Everything on this planet has been held, I don't know if I can say everything, but most of what we have been operating out of and as has been karmically based. That means that we have established our identity as going through time and through space and in relationship to an other. This is huge. The statement explains so much. Okay? So get the replay, listen to that one again if that strikes you, okay? Because what's really important about that is that we are shifting our allegiance away from that whole system. And the mind and who we are is still, to some degree, made up of the karmic matrices. That's why I work with the matrices. I have programs called Breaking the Bonds of Duality, working with those matrices. I do the initiations to help the matrices dissolve. So we're going to do a little of that right now. And in addition to that, we're going to also ask for an impregnation of the solar logos. Ah, cool. See, I don't know what I'm going to do until it's happening. So karmic matrix release. just the right amount for everybody here, so please set your intention right now. Whether this is live or you're listening to it on the recording, it's going to be just as powerful, okay, because the energy is really ramping up right now. And as this is starting to permeate each and everybody's field, we're going to ask you to stay really centered within yourself. Because the core awakening that needs to happen is this centered integration wholeness. Okay, good. That's better. Keep that happening. And see, this doesn't even have to take much time at all. That's the brilliance. So I'm helping everybody here to connect the dots of their existence in a different way. You don't have to consciously even know what I'm talking about or make sense of it. Just feel, and if you don't feel, just be. In fact, that's what we're going for, is just be. Because that ultimately gives you everything, everything. As you become awakened and relieved of this old karmic matrix, of the old duality structures of mind, yeah, good. Somebody just popped through some of the shields that have been around this planet Earth, keeping third dimensional reality and these karmic matrices intact, because we've had an agreement to do that. This is not about anybody doing anything to us. We had agreement. We have been in agreement. We have belonged. We've been in a pod, a collective mind, and a collective heart, and a collective body. Good. We just saw another person join with the in her womb area, in the sacred body. Good work. So everyone's going to feel this differently and receive different codes of awakening, different recalibrations. Okay, and now we're going to open some cosmic gateways a bit more, all right? So again, just as much, there's no need to just grab as much as you can now, because it's always here. It's all here. Okay? So just for now, for exactly the right amount for you, still being aware of your individual field, you inside the center of your body, cored in, grounded a bit into the earth, feeling the skin of your personal energy system. And now, okay, now it's happening. We're opening some other gateways to some other universes, basically. Sounds really far out, but it's not. It's right here. It's not even far out. Isn't that funny how the words came there? Good, good. So this is some of your star heritage also that's starting to kind of leak through or bleed through this old template structure of collective third dimensional. We're in the time frequencies. We have identities. Look, I even have to talk slower because it's so regimented, which has its beauty. And now our architecture and your architecture is starting to morph and dissolve and get softer and less complicated. I mean, it's more complicated than ever on some levels, but the contractions, the limitations are being softened right out of the system. And this is what holds disease in the body and the emotional angst and even the hyper happy, because hyper happy is hyper, right? Pure bliss, pure joy, exuberance, that's different. And we can still get really excited with it. There it goes. Great. Two of you just went bing, bing. I saw you light up. So pretty. So it's cellular. It's a cellular awakening. Okay, and also now we're going to do one more thing. We're going to wash a particular electromagnetic energy in through our group right now. And it's, wow, it's to help the electromagnetics of the cellular matrix dissolve and release old trappings of, oh God, it's like old-fashioned radio signals. Wow, just felt that. And so it's these old deadening frequencies that have been kind of mushing up your cells, you know, kind of mucking it up, like filling your cells, filling the cell wall itself, so it could not free itself of pathogens. Oh my God, this is fascinating. So just opening the cellular matrix as much as is right for you. There's no effort involved. Okay, if you're efforting, you're trying too hard. So just pull back and go, yeah. Just go, yeah. Yeah. Like you're going to kick back and, you know, watch your favorite music video or watch the ball game or have your glass of iced tea or watch the sunset. Yeah, there it is. That was it. Watch the sunset. That really touched. Beautiful. Because that's literally what's happening. We're watching the sunset. Only it's the colors. It's the colors. We're seeing a vast amount of the frequencies now. So the sun isn't really setting, but the hues are visible. Beautiful. Oh, yeah, now we're getting it. And I'm going to do a little bit of sound work to help the cells, especially for those of you who are dealing with Lyme disease, so-called Lyme disease, and toxic chemicals and frequencies and electromagnetics. Okay. So... All is well, all is well, all is well. So just relax now, melt like a, I'm getting a, feeling like a dewdrop, just like a dewdrop. It knows its cohesive field. There's an outside, and it's cohesive, yeah? So there's a center. It hangs together without effort. That's it. It belongs with itself. So every cell of your body, every aspect of yourself and your personality now. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. I'm watching you all just kind of go pop, pop, pop as you get it. Just beautiful. Good. And now we're asking for the core sheath to get stronger for each one of you. The core sheath supports your inner development, keeps you totally and absolutely safe in your beingness. Shio Makoi, Isha, Isha, Isha. Akiyash. For some of you, this is going to help you ground a lot better. So imagine this core sheath going in the center of your body and going right out your body. You might feel it by your perineum or your coccyx, your tailbone, or a bit up in your sacrum. And it just drops down. And it's dropping down into the earth, and at the same time, it's dropping all the way through and into the cosmos. We are becoming citizens of galactic consciousness, of the galactic world, of the multi-galactic field of the infinite. Whichever is perfect for you in this moment, just beautiful. Even if it's just like, God, I feel my butt on the chair. Yay! Yay! Celebrate that butt on the chair. That's huge. That's huge to feel the butt on the chair, yeah? Yeah, really important there. Thank you. Thank you. So the magnetics just got stronger for any of you sensitive to that kind of thing, the magnetics of the whole group. Beautiful. Beautiful, that's what we want. Yeah, great. Now we're going to call in some balancing. And we're going to call in all the energies specific to each person on this call or who hears the recording. The exact perfect frequencies, colors, sounds, essences that are best suited for you to help you unify, become honest, naturally yourself, and all that that entails, all of it. Beautiful, beautiful. There, thank you. I just felt everybody coalesce into the yes, I'm a cosmic being. That was beautiful. And now we're going to help some lines of force to come in for you so that this stays with you. So if that feels like a yes for you, just intend that to happen. This is simply like some beautiful wires going out to the universe, some other lines of force, just gorgeous. There, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Of course, there's tons of elementals and angelics and guide beings, spiritual masters, whatever you want to call them, your own higher self orchestrating this and helping you do this right now. So they're here. So a couple of you, if you want to give them permission, to do that, they're waiting for the permission. So it has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with the group of us, what you will receive. You will receive what's there for you. Pure, 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 pure. Nice. Thank you. Good. And as this is happening, we're going to call in for an integration energy now so that it really so-called solidifies in your mind of being, in your heart of being, in your belly of being, in your grounding of your core of being, and into your life. And so if you wish, as much as you wish, just send this energy out through you, through your field, your own personal field, into all the areas of your life. If you have an office somewhere, your workplace, your home, your car, your possessions, your phone, your website, your outreach, your garden, your neighborhood, people you want to forgive. Oof, oh boy, that's a strong one, isn't it? Wow. Yeah. Just let them go. Bless them. Bless, bless, bless. Thank you. Thank you. Wow, that moved a lot. Okay, and now we're going to wrap everybody up. You're going to be wrapped up in this beautiful light so that you absorb the light and the energy that's just been generated for you and by you. This will just take a couple more minutes. Mm. Wow. Beautiful. Mm. Yeah. Lovely. Okay, and slowly start feeling your physical form and your wherever you are, if you're laying down, sitting up, walking around, dancing. Gently, gradually. Beautiful. Lovely. Okay. So, gently, I left us in the question and answer mode, and so it's now just a few minutes to 8, to the end of our hour, and you feel free, if you wish, to hang up now. I do want to mention that I will be offering more initiations and such privately and in groups and maybe in my home, and we'll be doing some healing services as well. If anybody wants to host me, I'm happy to come to somebody's home for their beloveds, for their friends. And now if anybody wants to unmute yourself and have a comment or question, just press star 6. And thank you so much, everybody. That was, whoa, that was like warp speed, gorgeous, beautiful. Thank you. And I know often at the ends of calls and webinars that I've done, nobody wants to say anything, and that's totally fine as well. But I'm going to hang on the phone here for another 5 minutes and just see if anybody wants to speak. I think we're still in.
Hey, Christine, this is Ava again.
Yes, Ava.
Ah, beautiful, lovely, and absolutely potent cosmic transformation. Love it. Thank you so much for taking the time to do that.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for sharing. I'm so glad you made it to the call.
Yeah, and my soul and higher being and teams are very happy to reconnect with you. So, so I can feel that. Anyway, just wanted to share that. Love you, and we'll connect in perfect timing. Thank you.
Yes, we shall. We are. Ah. solo drama rea maya, solo drama rea maya, solo drama rea maya, solo So that meant we are grateful. We are grateful for the opportunity to be here. And these are me and a myriad of helper beings who are so, so, so happy to have you show up for yourself in every way that you do. There is much more that will be happening for each of you. Because you're always held in love. When you think nobody's there, you're just looking at the lines, the bars of those old matrices. Kiyama ashia kiyama nini alio komoish. And we love you always. And I release the field now of this time together. And I release the energies that have been holding each of us with much gratitude, much joy, much love. And I know I'll be seeing some of you on the inner planes, at least, if not in person, in the not-too-distant future. Wonderful. So with this, I'm going to say farewell for now. And may you know how incredibly blessed you are. And how much blessing you give. Namaste.